Continue our spotlight on Amherst, but one of the organizations that's in the Amherst area is the Lorain County Visitors Bureau with that very unique architectural building on Route 58. And joining us to talk about what's happening in the county and in the area in this time of the year is Heather Fralick with the Visitors Bureau and also Sarah Orndorff. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So before we went on, you said it's a new season for Visitors Bureau. Is that season related to like the holiday season, or you just think the climate of people wanting to get out and visit different places in the area?
It's really both. Season being weather. You think outdoor adventure doesn't end, that just changes. From snowing to outdoor hiking, people are still out hiking and birding. The different migration attracts the birders still come. They just bundle up. And then it's a new season for Lorain County to shine. We just do it with twinkling lights. So we just sparkle even brighter. If you look at Visit Lorain County's calendar of events, it's still good through December. And or go to visitlorainecounty.com, you'll see that, especially this weekend, you'll see it's really heavy with lights shining. And right here in Amherst is Miracle on Main Street tonight. I'm sure you guys have talked about that.
We've seen the lights being put up yesterday, the toy soldiers, everything is getting festive. The wreaths are up, everything is ready for the arrival.
And that's really across the county. Avon is having their candlelight walk, Holiday on the Ridge in North Ridgeville. All throughout the month, Mill Hollow's hosting something in Vermilion. Just there's things going on all the time. There's, I think, even here in Amherst, if I'm not mistaken, Sarah, you might have to correct me, but I think a Christmas Carol is happening. The Workshop Players,
Yes. Okay. Yep. Still performing.
So
this too.
If you're looking to go indoors and warm up, there's performances. That's a new season for us too as well, is performances. At Stocker, there's performances all the time. Workshop Players, Old Town in North Ridgeville. So it is. It's truly a new season for us.
Heather, you've got your booklet there, the 2015 Festival Guide calendar, events calendar. When do we get a new one?
The printed one is a June to December. So once January hits, you'll need to go to visitlorainecounty.com, which is chock full of even more than what's in our printed. If we printed the event that we have in our website, this would be look more like a dictionary. So we can only print some of the larger events, but if you go to visitlorainecounty.com, you're sure to find many, many more events.
We just talked with the gentleman who put this mural together that's on this building here as well. I'm wondering sometimes those things also make people want to visit a certain area because they hear about some mural or some monument or something, and it kind of stirs more people to come into the county based on some of those type of things.
Oh, I agree. I think nostalgia makes you travel. And to me, those types of things are nostalgic. They kind of stir up that nostalgia inside. Just like going to the tree farms and going to Bugle Days down in Wellington. Going to the small village, going to the small villages or stirring up that feeling of what was it like back in the 1800s when you go to the Bacon House, you know, to see what was it like when they did Christmas back then. I really think that going to see those types of things that maybe you don't have at your home, your own hometown, or maybe you're from a large city that just doesn't have those types of real small town feel. I think Lorain County is just stuffed full of those things. So we definitely, people will travel and come see those. And we have great hotels and beds and breakfasts that are going to be filled this
I wanted
winter.
To talk to Sarah a little bit about coming here. What's your role with the Visitors Bureau?
Well, thank you very much. I just started about 2 months ago, and I'm the marketing and content manager there. So you'll see on our website, on our social media, lots of stories and features, like you were talking about that mural and unique features around our area that you maybe won't necessarily see from looking, you know, at an advertisement, but the behind the scenes, the little secrets, insider's knowledge, I'll share that information with people interested in coming here, whether it's through blogs or short videos or anything like that. So I definitely would encourage you guys and anybody in the Amherst area that has people coming into town for the holidays, check out our website and our blog and maybe see if there's some insider information that you didn't know about. It's been fun for me, you know, just being here 2 months. I get to be a tourist every day, and I'm looking forward to doing that for a long time.
So how does that work? You come in and think, okay, what do I have to discover in Lorain County today? Is that kind of how it works?
Basically, I mean, I get a pretty good start with our visitor's guide. I got a nice big list of places I can explore there, and I just flip to a new page and say, all right, what am I going to go learn today? And it's pretty great. It's a fun mindset to have.
Now, have you sometimes you can learn about it, read about it, but have you decided to participate in some events or visit these places and kind of get that firsthand feel so you can express it in your own way?
Absolutely. That's the best way to do it. You know, it does have to be a little mixed because all day, every day, you can't be out somewhere and there's hours restrictions at certain businesses, but it really is getting to know the people of this area, and I think, you know, that's what tourists love about coming to small towns, unique areas, is meeting the people there, because there's main streets in a lot of towns across America, but it's, you know, the people in Amherst that make it special. So I try to do that and share that story to a point where people want to learn more.
2016 is going to be a big year with the Republican National Convention coming in. So there's that whole national spotlight that occurs anytime a national or a worldwide event takes place in Northeast Ohio. How's the Visitors Bureau kind of preparing for that, or what have you seen as far as responses to such things?
Well, we really don't alter too far from what we already do. I mean, that's already our thing. You know, we put our best foot forward. We make sure we have all of our event centers, you know, listed. We make sure that we have our best foot forward, as we would for any other event. You have to remember that the RNC is just one event in a long list of events that are going to be regional, and we'll make sure that we have that we're in the forefront and in the running to host any delegates at any of our hotels, at any of our venues, and make sure that we attend all the meetings.
You would, in a sense, have to remind your members, hey, this is coming. But sometimes maybe they're focused on a certain issue and you want to just let them know of these things that are coming so they can be prepared for.
And we do that through newsletters. We have Tourism Connects meetings for our members, and we make sure that they know that we're always paying attention to regional events and things that are happening, as well as bringing in new events for our own county.
And I seem to think we've seen a recent boom in hotels, haven't we?
Yeah, we do have several new hotels coming in for 2016. So we'll just keep offering. Our visitor's guide will be expanding for 2016. We'll be sure to make sure everything is nice and packed in there and displayed well, so that those people that are staying in those hotels in 2016 can see everything that there is to explore in Lorain County, and if they're featured in the best light.
Yeah, we actually, just doing some reporting this year, have found that lodging taxes since 2010 have grown 47%. So we are growing, and we are proud of it.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today with the visitors, you know, Visit Lorain County.
Well, I studied business communications in college, and after that I was working in community outreach for a professional sports team. So I was doing a lot of more event planning, but event planning is also attracting people and to your area or your event. And so the skills I learned doing that for several years kind of translated into this. Moved home to this area. I'm from Huron, Ohio. Similar to our little area here of Amherst and Lorain County, and came home to try to bring not just myself back, but a bunch of other people back to the area.
Let them know what is great about it. And sometimes when you go away, you come back and you realize what you missed and what you really liked about it, too.
Yeah, it's bringing a fresh perspective, and I'm hoping to try to keep that, you know, visitors feel as long as I can.
You mentioned activities going on, outdoor activities. I guess sometimes things are weather permitting, right? Related to the people who like the winter sports, some of them are waiting for the snow, other folks not so much. So you have to have a balance of what's out there for people.
Very, very true.
So we a lot of things going on in the county. And again, if people want to find out what's happening for this final month of December, where's a good place for them to get some details on that?
They can always stop out at the Visitors Bureau, like you mentioned, Visit Lorain County at 8025 Levitt Road, out on Route 58 in Amherst, or they can give us a call. We're always welcome to mail them something if they'd like. They can call us at 440-984-5282 or go to visitlorainecounty.com. Our website is quite interactive now when it comes to events. They can invite friends to go along. They can email. They can invite their friends to go. Once they log in and sign up, it'll actually tell them if an event changes. So if the time changes or something changes, once they log in and click that they're going to go, if that event changes or is canceled, it'll alert them so that they don't show up and realize that that event has moved or been canceled. So that's a really neat interactive.
And they can, with the interactive also, I guess, find out, you know, here's the event I'm going to, what's nearby that I might also like, where's there a place to eat, that type of a thing, kind of that whole package that comes together.
Yep.
With any kind of travel. Our guest today, Heather Fralick with the Visit Lorain County, also Sarah Lorff. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be looking forward to reading some of the blogs and the videos that will be posting for things.
Thanks
that
for
are
having
happening.
Us, guys. Great to meet you.
Making it more interactive so people can kind of get an idea of what is ahead if they come visit Lorain County.